You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Puerto Rico will get more than $18 billion from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to rebuild housing and infrastructure. The money will be divvied up into grants and doled out, a process that could take us into 2019. In the meantime, people are still living life post-hurricane. Before the storm hit, thousands of people in Puerto Rico lived in informal housing, places built in flood zones or without permits or a deed. And that's made getting money to rebuild really hard. Marketplace's Peter Balanon-Rosen set off across San Juan to learn more.
Luis Malave's house in the San Juan Barrio Israel was never really big. But to him, those plywood walls were home. Then Maria came.
We gotta go through all the trash over here.
And today, to get to what's left, you climb over its former self. A four-foot-high pile of rotting plywood and snap tables.
Yo vivía ahí, el muchacho me vio para que yo la velara.
I started living over here in 2002. It was my house, but I wasn't the owner there.
Malave has an informal arrangement to stay on the land, but no lease, no insurance, and no FEMA funding for repairs. He sleeps in what's still standing, a single room with a blue tarp for a roof and a piece of tin for a door. It rained maybe 12 hours ago, but a bucket still catches drips from a wooden beam up top.
Well, you have to prove ownership to be able to get the FEMA help.
That's Michelle Sugden Castillo, a consultant with housing nonprofits in Puerto Rico. People with no title or lease can submit a written statement to FEMA about their situation, and FEMA says they'll consider them.
We've seen that there's a high denial of FEMA cases.
FEMA has gotten over 1.1 million housing assistance applications from people living in all situations, but only 40%, two of every five, get approved. FEMA says that can be because of multiple applications from the same household, and people need to meet certain homeowner standards. But even when assistance comes through, for some, it's not enough.
Mi nombre es Orlando Ortiz.
Orlando Ortiz lives in another part of San Juan, Villa Palmera. He knows all about life with a blue tarp for a roof. He's lived this way for months. He knows the light and heat that flow through the tarp, making the house like a blue oven during the day. And he knows the bats and pigeons that get in at night. But what he doesn't know is he got more money than most to fix the place.
They gave me $6,200.
Ortiz got $6,200 from FEMA, and their average housing award in Puerto Rico is $2,700. Still, he estimates it'll cost over $12,000 to fix the roof. I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen for Marketplace.
7 months after Maria, if you look out across some areas of San Juan, you can still see tons of blue tarps in place of roofs. 15 miles over, the municipality of Toa Baja was hit even harder.
Mi nombre es Betito Márquez, alcalde de Toa Baja.
Betito Márquez is mayor of Toa Baja. The town is slated to get a chunk of that $18 billion in HUD funding.
Básicamente, lo que más necesita la gente es la recuperación de sus viviendas.
He says of the area's 27,000 houses, more than 15,000 were ruined by flooding and winds. With limited affordable housing available, Márquez says his government will need to work with communities to figure out what's next.
Well, right now we're in a much better position than where we were, obviously, a couple months ago.
That's Ricardo Alvarez Diaz. He's an architect and used to be head of the Puerto Rico Builders Association. I asked him if the HUD money should be used to build people living in informal houses, new ones.
Not houses, but communities. If you develop a community, you're developing, hopefully, homes, retail, schools, and so forth. So you're really focusing on quality of life more than only housing.
What's standing in the way of that happening, do you think?
Political will. That's my opinion.
Really?
Mixed income communities work, but it requires political will. Why? Because when you're going to relocate families, you need to educate them. You need to make sure they understand that this is a matter of safety. That if you choose to stay there, you're putting yourself and your family at risk.
One of the things I'm thinking of, though, is if you say to people, oh, the Roseo administration wants to help you move to some other place, they say, I don't trust that guy. I don't believe them.
I agree. For me, a government is not the one that should do the job. The government should be a facilitator. Their responsibility lies on the community, private sector, and the NGOs.
You know, if someone were just to step back and say, why is affordable housing such an issue in Puerto Rico? What would you say? Why?
Puerto Rico is so unique. It's a place of contradictions. Puerto Rico has the highest ownership of homes in all the U.S. 69% of the people own their homes here. There's only 500,000 mortgages. So people own their properties. But just because you have homes doesn't mean they're the right homes. A lot of the units that are there are worth demolishing. They can be reused. We have to do whatever we can to create not homes. I want to stress that. To create communities. So when the people come back here, and they will come back, they will want to stay.
But all of these things still have to happen. The plans have to be approved. The units have to be built. How long does the federal government and the island government have before people give up and say, forget it, I'm staying in Florida forever?
The reason people leave the island is not necessarily because they don't have an adequate home yet. The reason people leave the island is because they don't have an adequate opportunity when it comes to jobs. So let's go back to your question. What do we do now? Well, every time you look at an economy, the thing that takes them out of the recession, it's home building. We are getting a great opportunity. And I say this with a lot of empathy because some people and some families have lost it all. And you have to say with empathy because some people have lost their lives. But this is the last big chance we're going to get to hopefully do better sustainable economic Puerto Rico, that 6 years from now, when those monies stop coming, people don't leave again.
That was architect Ricardo Alvarez Diaz.